My hair is so tangled. It was so windy at the game.
Uh-oh.
You're I forgot so to hit annoying. On mute. You're so annoying. Oh no, my hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh, Mom is talking. We should have named it Yo Mama's Talking.
You're such a goober, Mom. All right. I think we're ready. Oh my gosh, it's been so long. Pungyos, friends, family, followers, audience. We're doing it again, Evie. Can you believe it?
When was the last time?
April 4th.
How do you know?
Because I checked it before we jumped on. The April 4th. Isn't that crazy?
What are we? May?
That is bananas.
Ugh. I feel like it was...
Wow, there's the yawns. They've already started.
I feel like it was like in February.
Mom is yawning.
Was that a joke?
It's already started. That was funny. Come on. Give me some credit.
Andy laughs like this all the time when he watches...
How do I laugh?
Well, anything funny.
Is that kind of like it?
And you always have your headphones on, so I'm just next to you going...
And I never... Really? You've been doing that regularly?
I do it all the time. You're so annoying because I'm trying to sleep. Or I don't know what I'm doing. And all I hear is...
You're the biggest jerk ever.
Moving on the couch or the bed.
It looks like the camera 3 is not working. Dang it.
Why isn't it working?
Because it keeps auto shutting off. It doesn't think it's recording. Maybe
I
have to hit record.
You made me move fast to make fun of you. And now I don't feel good.
Talk for a second.
My tummy. I don't know.
You didn't say a single word.
I was in the middle of...
You didn't say one single word. So you're going to notice that right above my shoulder, if you're watching the video here, that there's going to be a record. There's nothing I can do about that. Do not ask about it. I'm trying my best to get the most quality out of what I've got. So this is the best I could do. At least you don't see what's around the perimeter, basically. There's like 1,000 things around the perimeter that you guys aren't even paying attention to. So
you don't even know.
Have we started yet? Did we even start?
How do we start?
Hey, do you notice? Do you notice? Look. It's blue now. Look. By the tree. Is it red? Oh, I added some ambient light in the back. And Evie's
loving
it.
Well, how about we turn off these lights to make it look cooler?
No, because we can't see your face. You've been complaining every single time we do a podcast. The little spotlight I have right here. Mm-hmm. There's a spotlight I usually have. It's right there, and it shines in your face. And you're always like, what are we talking about? What was it that we were talking about? Yes, I'm making fun of you.
Hold on, look that way. Or wait, no, hold on, a little more this way. No, Emmy.
Are you? What are you touching?
I thought I saw a super long hair.
No, I don't grow very long hair. All right, guys, enough of the chit-chat, enough of the shenanigans. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the 9th episode?
Episode?
Of our podcast. My name's Andy. This is my wife, Evelyn. She's the host. I'm the person who asks the host the questions. I do everything.
I mean...
Don't make fun of me. And she answers my questions really late at night as she yawns. So you hear something?
Yeah.
I think that's the laundry that I do. I've been doing laundry.
It's still going?
Yeah, the laundry's still going. Okay. So anyway, introducing to you guys, what would be like 5 or 6 minutes in? This is... What's your cue?
Oh! I thought you were going to say, this is our what episode again?
I already said episode 9.
All right, do it again.
You are watching.
Shh. Mom is talking.
Yeah, we got it. We'll get it one of these days. This episode, I'm not sure if I've titled. I think I have. I think it's called Spring Update.
I was just going to say update.
But yeah, sure. A lot happened. We disappeared for like a month. If you were following my Instagram, you would see that I've been bombarding you with our spring break trip videos. And I finally finished all but the last video. We went to Disneyland, as we talked about, specifically in March and in February. And I finally put out all the vlogs. So if you guys want to check out the vlog, I'd appreciate it. It's Andy Paulus. It's on YouTube. And then this lovely video ensemble is brought to you by our association channel, All Games Played, which is actually doing really, really awesome. So we might be able to invest more into it.
No, that's Disneyland money, sweetie.
We already went to Disneyland. I'm still paying for it. But yeah, the channel's been doing freaking awesome, and I'm really excited. We just need to get this podcast up and going. And so without further ado, today is going to be all about updating you on every aspect of life.
Let me get a calendar.
We're going to let you know what's been going on. We're going to try to keep it about 30 minutes. We're probably already 5 or 10 minutes into it.
Let's keep it like 20.
Well, first of all,
all right, stop talking. Let's get into it. Me. We're April 1st, April 4th. Okay, that was a Thursday.
What are you talking about?
I'm jumping right in.
You're jumping right in.
20 minutes.
Okay, all right. We don't need a like day-by-day update, but let's just generally let you guys know what happened in the last few weeks. So the week, was it the week we got back? No, it wasn't. It was the week of our last episode.
That was the week we got back.
The kids got really sick. This was spring break. Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about spring break and what we were doing as a couple and spring pregnant people. Break.
Oh, that was the first week of sick. April.
So they went to grandma and grandpa's, then they went to Nana and Papa's, and during that whole time,
they got sick. And then we got sick. You got sick first.
I got sick last.
No, you got me sick, remember?
Oh, yeah, I got you sick.
And I'm pregnant, so what can I do about it? Nothing.
Not much. Yeah, it was really bad. The kids got a sinus and, like, flu fever infection. In Utah, the inversion's crazy, so during springtime, it gets bananas. And the two mountain, there's basically two mountains that parallel, what are they called? Mountain ranges. And there's like a natural inversion where all of the hot air gets trapped in this inversion.
Anyway, we all got sick.
And at the time, all of the flowers bloomed and trees bloomed. And so it kills you. All the pollens are just floating around and hanging out. And so we got all messed up and the kids got sick. I got sick. And then I inadvertently got Evie sick. And so I couldn't do the podcast for literally 2 days because the kids were up all night that 1 week. Uh-huh. It was like 3 days, and then spring break happened, and then the week after I got sick, and then the week after that Evie got sick, and so we couldn't really do anything.
Well, and before that too, remember I thought I was sick, and then I was like, no, it's got to be allergies, and then I thought again, no, maybe I have a sinus infection. And then we thought back again, maybe it's just allergies. We did that for 4.5 weeks.
Yeah, it was like 4 weeks of being sick.
And then I finally went to the doctors.
I went to the doctor too. And I ended up getting an awesome Z-Pack, which is nice. It's nice getting drugs. But Evie, they're like, tough luck. Wait, no, did they prescribe you anything?
No, I got something that 5-day...
But it was like a sinus thing, wasn't it?
I had a sinus infection.
It wasn't what I got, because what I got, it cleared like that.
Well, what I got later that night, my throat, I couldn't even swallow my spit.
Oh, yeah.
For those 4 weeks.
So let's talk about that sickness. Let's talk about what some of your symptoms were and some of your treatments, some of the remedies, and some of the things that you're able to take.
Well,
and
all the remedies.
Before we get into it, we're not doctors, we're not physicians, we're not nurses, we're not prescribed at all. But these are some of our best practices.
Well, and we're just going to talk about me, not what I did with the boys.
We're not talking about me or like boys. This is your show.
I'm burping a lot. Okay. I couldn't swallow my own spit. My throat was so itchy. I wasn't coughing though, so that was good because I hate coughing. And when I cough, it really hurts my stomach.
Yeah, because you use your abdomen and your abs when you cough, right?
It hurts bad, and it hurts down here too. Mm. But, and then all the pressure here, both of my ears were just ringing, but I was getting a sharp pain in my right ear, like needle pain. And after the first day of taking that pill that they gave, that medication that they gave me, I started to feel good right away. One of the symptoms went away later that night. The next day, it was completely gone.
I wonder what that pill was made of.
It didn't come back. Supposedly, there's like A, B, and C, like three different... Tiers of pregnancy medication. They were like, A, it's good for you. Like, no problem. You need to worry about anything. B, it's okay for you. You might... there might be some...
There are some side effects.
Issues. And then there's C, and she's like, and you don't want to take it, but if you need to take it, you should take it.
Like if there's a like you're in an emergency.
Yeah, and she's like, this is a B, right? And I was like, I don't care. I don't feel good. It's been a month. She's like, well, yeah, we would only give this to you if you've been sick for 10 months or 10 weeks. And she's like, you've been sick for
10 weeks?
Or 10 days.
10 days. Okay, you're scaring me,
and
girl.
I was like, yeah, it's been a month and a half almost. She's like, okay. Anyway, 5 days later, it was completely gone. I still can only breathe out of one nostril. It's been 2.5 months, maybe 2 months.
Wow.
But that's when I think allergies still, because I'm still sneezing like crazy.
And what was nice is they said you could take Sudafed too. Just the straight up Sudafed, not like Sudafed Plus or whatever, right?
What was that? The week after spring break, I bought some Sudafed, but then I stopped taking it because I got nervous.
But I took the Sudafed Plus. I'm going to cough and it's going to sound really bad. Okay. Well, and we also established that you can only take Tylenol. You can't take ibuprofen, which I was heavily medicated on ibuprofen and
Tylenol.
Well,
that's why for so long I was just like, screw this Tylenol. Taking you, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And Tylenol gargling and
pain. So what did you use? It sounds like you gargled something. I mean, you were gargling. Salt. Just straight up salt. Yeah. Iodine. Table salt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Some warm water. It was delicious.
It was delicious. Were there any other treatments or things that you did? It was just basically tough luck.
Yeah.
Get over it. It's the season.
Yep.
Wow. That's not very heartening. All right. Well, that kind of explains most of it. And then we had a family emergency. An unfortunate thing happened in the family. I don't know if you want to go into it much, Evie, but that was like a week of life.
Yeah.
And life went to a standstill. And so here we are, 4.5, 5 weeks later, and by the time that this drops, it should be a few days. It should be before the weekend. Today is May 8th, the time of recording this, and this week is Mother's Day. So I thought we would talk about a few things that we appreciated that our mothers did for us while we grew up, and if those things that we appreciated have transitioned into our adulthood and into our daily lives. So let's start with you, Evie, and then I guess I'll do mine.
Seriously?
What are some? Yeah. Or do you want me to go?
I can't think of something.
Oh, come on. There's always these. There's a lot of stuff that you do that you're taught, that your mom taught you.
Eating sopa first,
of course, anything
before
you can
having
think of.
Anything rice
you can
and meat.
Think of. Do you want me to go first?
Putting Vicks all over me, and she keeps telling me, make sure you put it all in your nose. I'm like, heck no. I used to rub that off when you would put it on me. I remember, like, laying in bed like this, and she'd just rub it all over me. and then all over my nose, and she would leave, and I would literally, I remember, mírame, I would go like this, I'd go like this, and wipe it off. Oh,
that's so funny. And then she would put it on the soles of your feet.
No, I don't remember her putting it on our feet.
Wait, so that's just a weird, like, witchcraft that you do?
No,
that
people you made do up? It, but I didn't know about it until, like, a couple years ago.
I think you're...
I put it, but I do, like, whatever's left over on my fingers after I rub it all over the boys. I'll just go like this, Mira. I'll just go like that on their nose. They don't do anything. It's not a lot. Okay, easy go. While I lay down and think.
While you lay down and think? Okay. I guess there's a couple of categories that we can cover. We can cover... 20 minutes, the things that my mom did that I appreciated. Well, this isn't technically spring break update, right?
No, you all of a sudden changed it to, but nothing's happened in the last, we've had lots of baseball games,
lots of kid stuff too. I mean,
anything we had that Easter, we went to your parents' house, did an Easter egg hunt. That's pretty much it.
I want to do a Mother's Day thing because I want this to go out before Mother's Day. Should we name it Mother's Day?
We paid for our blood work done to find out I'm having a girl.
We already announced that.
I'm looking at my calendar. You did bring son to work day and watched Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that was huge. But that's not... this isn't podcast related. I guess it's like life updated related.
Well, that's what we're doing. Ryan.
No, we're talking about you. Lots of
dentist appointments.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
Okay, I went
to... Don't get me started on dentist. I have to pay $2,500 on...
I went to the doctor's... When did I go? What's today? Wednesday. I went Monday.
Monday. What'd they say?
A funny story. Did I tell you this? Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me.
About Alex?
No, just...
I walk inside.
Story time.
I'm about to turn the corner and all of a sudden I hear like a loud noise. I don't remember if it was just Alex squealing or saying my name, but I look up because I'm looking down helping Theodore about to, you know, turn the corner following the nurse. And I look up and it's Alex and Levi.
Wow.
It's funny. I was like, oh, hey, and we're all chit chatting. The nurse was just like standing there. I was like, okay, I'll see you guys later.
And I didn't know they went to the same office.
Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know either. And then, what was I going to say?
Anything else happened? Okay, so you went into the doctor, and then what?
Well, when I checked in, it was funny. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I like doing this.
I know, but I can hear it. And
okay, listen.
First of all, she's wearing my pants.
It's the only thing that fits.
She's grown out of all of her pants. And she's wearing my pants.
Get my pants.
and the drawstring she's playing with, for those who are listening on just headset or
so when podcast. I check in, she's like, how far along are you? I was like, I don't know. She's like, you don't know? And I was like, nope. She's like, okay, let's look here. She whips out this like weird little circle map thing that goes this way and that way. And she's like, so you're due September 28th. And I'm like, like watching Disney Channel on the TV while she's looking at it. And then she's like, you're 19 and a half weeks. I was like, oh, okay.
Feels like it's been 5 months.
And then when the doctor finally comes in the room, he's like, so you're 19 and a half weeks? And I was like, I guess so. I was like, I forget all the time.
We're so meh now that we're on our fourth kid. It's like, oh, okay, doc, whatever you say.
Well, he said that every Saturday it's a new week.
It's a new week. Okay, so we're coming up on week 20, which means we've got an ultrasound. Let's do.
That's next.
But do we have to do it? Oh, yeah, we do because they have to check all the baby's stuff and whatnot. they check like the size of the head and then
I'm so used to seeing a boy ultrasound, so I was like, what are we gonna see this time?
We're not going into the birds and bees, Evie. But yeah, we're excited for that. That's gonna be this week, this upcoming week. We're gonna find out if baby's got a big head like mine, or smart brains she like Evie.
Brown?
Or if she's going to be brown.
Doctor, can you please check if she's going to be brown?
Because my husband's too white.
Have you seen Tono?
All my kids are too white. Is that how it is, Evie?
Have you seen Tono? His middle name... Well, okay, maybe we should just call him Antonio instead.
Antonio. Yeah, we should because...
Antonio Pericles.
Well, he could be albino. We don't know.
Well...
An albino Latino.
We're good in the summer. These kids get tanned, so...
That reminded me...
We're safe.
That reminded me... So, we do have a new update in the family. We have another four eyes and another lefty. So, well, we went to the doctor. Evie went to the eye doctor and had Evie...
Yeah, we did that.
And Doherty checked up, I think it was like 8 weeks at... No, it was six months after his...
this wasn't a checkup after the eye appointment. He already did that. This was just a regular... yearly eye appointment.
Oh, it was just an eye exam. Okay, so they checked up on his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year since he got a surgery.
It's like the dentist. You go every 6 months or something.
But that's... Oh, so it was optometrist? It wasn't the surgeon or the eye doctor from Excel?
Well, he's the same guy.
Oh, it was the same guy. Oh, okay. It's an ophthalmologist because ophthalmologists do eye surgery, and I know that because I did research because I wanted to be an ophthalmologist. Okay, back to the story. So Theodore got glasses. He got his first pair of glasses, like me.
Aww, wrong camera.
Wrong camera. So yeah, so now we've got a four eyes, left-handed little Doherty running around. He's so cute. You'll have to see pictures of him.
I love it when you put the camera on me. Put the camera on me. I love it when he's just watching TV or doing something and I'll catch him go like this.
He'll
and like
adjust it. He needs to do what I do.
He goes on the side like this.
So adorable.
I love it. Or when he's drinking out of a... What camera am I? Which camera am I? When he's drinking out of a cup, like it hits his glasses. So he goes like this. Or
he'll take him off to sip certain
things. Or it's cute when he rubs his eyes. He'll lift it up and rub his eyes like that.
Poor kid.
It's cute.
I made a vlog about it. If you guys want to check it out, it's probably one of my most real vlog. No, I'm serious.
I know.
When you vlog, you hide stuff. But this was a really emotional time for Theodore. And he looked back on it today and he was so excited to see that because, you know, we broke it to him. I announced it. I showed him and he was excited and you could see his mind just processing it. And then the moment he put it on, he's like, I don't look cool, Mom. I look ugly.
No, what was it that he said? He looked in the mirror and he said,
everyone's going to think I look ugly.
Yeah, no. But he said something positive before that. And then he went over, he looked away from the mirror to go back to you and he said people are gonna say I look ugly.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh my gosh, where did you get that idea, Theodore? And then there's this shot where I'm kind of hiding around the door and you are giving him a pep talk, and it was a really it was a down to earth, it was a sentimental pep talk. And then I tried to reason with him. No, I didn't try to I tried to use a different form of psychology where you kind of goof around with the kids to get them to do something. And it was pretty fun. You're going to have to check it out. I really encourage you to, and maybe I'll link it on my Facebook. but Bernie. It was, and then we went downstairs to show his brothers and his cousins, and he got so camera shy, so much stage fright, and he was just like freaking out. And it was so raw.
A big deal out of it.
I
told you to leave him alone. Just let him go downstairs.
Yeah, looking back at it, I shouldn't have had like this promenade down the stairs because it was a terrible idea. What I ended up doing is letting him go back upstairs, and then I said, "Hey, I'll give you ice cream, or I'll let you play." No, I said, "I'll let you play the 3DS."
Oh yeah, yeah.
He'll play the Game Boy if he's a good boy. And he came right down. He had a snack, watched the rest of the movie, and then played his games. And so, it was a tender moment that we had. And I never had that moment when I always believed, I guess, that I would have glasses. I had glasses when I was in kindergarten. I was a year older than Theodore. my brother Tim, my twin Tim, he got it the same time as Doherty, which is kind of crazy. They're like spitting image, honestly. But
when he wears the glasses.
I think after Tim got glasses, I don't know what Tim's reaction was. I can't remember, but I was just like, I'm a twin. I have glasses. It's a thing. And I got them in first grade. But so anyway, that was kind of an interesting.
You mean in first grade when you had that crush on that one girl and you guys kissed on the plane?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, like that one story, that one
what
time?
What is happening here?
When you used to skate, right? Oh no, it was kindergarten.
I didn't say that I didn't get kissed in first grade.
It was kindergarten.
Look, you're looking at Mr. Ladies Man, okay? I was the hot stuff in kindergarten and in first grade. And then I realized nothing. Just kidding. Okay, so I think that's it as far as the update. I think we're getting to the end. This hasn't pooped out, which means we're not at 30, we're not at 30 minutes yet. But I'm pretty sure it's going to poop out soon. It stops at 30 minutes. So I do want to get into Mother's Day stuff. So let's.
It stopped.
No, it didn't.
I heard it
beep. Oh, it did beep. That's funny. Hey, it's gone now. Terrific.
But it's still recording?
Well, it's still showing, but in 3 minutes, the screen's going to go off. Oh, there goes. There it goes. I just won't show my face anymore. So,
well, just do mine.
So let me do my story. I'm going to talk about one thing that I really appreciate about my mom. And it's something that I think has been really helpful carrying into my adulthood. And that is I don't know if it's a temperament or if it's a characteristic, but my mom always listens. And it's not that she opens her ears, but she always interacted with us. If we talked about the dumbest thing, like I remember when I was like 5 or 6 years old, I was Theodore's age or Tono's age. And I thought it was so funny to pray about, you know, Transformers and Ninja Turtles. And I thought it was so funny. And I told my mom and I'm like, Mom, I'm going to pray about Ninja Turtles. And she's like, yeah, you really like, you know, Leonardo, you know, having a conversation with someone and listening and then engaging is something that I think mom really exemplified. Whether she cared or not, I don't care. Fake it, right? If you don't know how to do it. But engaging with someone and being genuine about it is something that my mom is notorious for. And so that's something that I really appreciate about my mom during Mother's Day. And I think it's been really helpful in my career. It's been really helpful in my relationships with the kids especially and everyone in general, and those who listen, not just listen and go or not even like affirm, but be like actually engage in that conversation. It's worthwhile. So that's one characteristic of my mom that I wanted to share that I love about her. And love you, Mommy. Hopefully you're seeing this. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for raising me. All right. So that camera's probably going to poop out, so I'm not going to go to it. We're going to go ahead now and ask Evie, what is one characteristic or trait or quirk that your mom did that you've carried over that you've appreciated?
Well, every single little thing I do is exactly what my mom does.
Let's be specific, Evie. Let's be specific.
Yelling, forcing.
What are you talking about?
Discipline, food.
You're listing. We're talking about one thing specifically.
Well, what did you ask me before that? And then
What's one characteristic that you admire about your mom that you've carried into adulthood?
No matter what, you just love.
What does that mean?
No matter what. Someone's going crazy. Someone hurts you. Still love them. But I don't want to go off of your question. I want to go off of what I was thinking.
That's a good characteristic. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I remember I can think of two moments. Going to Disneyland with my mom once when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Going to watch the Tigger movie when it came out in the movie theater when I was little. I like the one on one.
I never
time.
Saw that when it came out. I saw it on like Netflix later. What else?
Always making sure we were okay. Getting us cheeseburgers after church when they were like 29 cents on Sundays. we'd get like a whole bag. Oh, that was funny.
That's great.
Oh, I want a cheeseburger. Just making sure we had what we needed. That's what I'm saying.
Good. Well, happy Mother's Day, Mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mother-in-law. We love you. We're grateful for your sacrifice and love and bearing and raising us. And we hope that we might certainly emulate your examples, because you guys have been great to us and you still are great to us and to our kids. And we're really excited to
monsters
be able to share this relationship, this time, this experience. With that being said, I think we're going to wrap up. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, Evie?
We're going to do, well, the ultrasound's not till Thursday. So what do we want to wait until the week after that to do another podcast?
No, I want to keep the week. I'll figure something out. We'll be here next week. Don't worry.
Well,
I want to keep doing it. Maybe we'll talk about discipline. Maybe we'll talk about how to, you know, not, but you know, approaching kids and how to get them to do what you want ultimately, right? You want to help teach them to be good people, citizen, you know, good citizens, good participants in society. And so there's certain things that you have to teach them. There's certain things that I've been thinking about, like, as much as it is not good to have kids sit in front of TVs, but they learn a lot from cartoons. And from TV shows, they will learn a lot of societal things, a lot of pop culture. Anyway, so that's going to be next week. We're going to talk about discipline. We're going to talk about how to, you know, raising your kids that are, you know, that are talking, that are doing stuff and interacting. So,
okay.
Look forward to that. I'm really excited. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening to this. And my name is Andy. This is Evelyn, and you are watching.
Shh. Mom is talking.
You're done, Mom. You're done for good. Thank you so much for listening.
This is good.
Shh. Mom is talking.
No.
Like,
no.
Subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.